We're delighted to have on the line a gentleman called Gary Jones of Picker Pals, which you're going to be finding out all about. Good morning to you, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Good morning, guys. Hi, Ollie. Hi, Dimplet. Thanks for having me on.
You are delighted so welcome. Anything with a great name like Picker Pals, we're very happy to
Absolutely.
Talk about this. Gary, brief rundown, what is Picker Pals if people have not heard of this?
Yeah, super, good question. Okay, so Picker Pals is a free environmental schools program. So what we do is we run it in primary schools, both Irish and English language, and special schools. Our main target age is 6 to 9 year olds. However, we work with all year groups. And the idea is we're going to inspire young children to lead their families on litter picking adventures all around Waterford, in this case, all around their local communities, just like the Picker Pals, characters that they meet in our storybooks that we send out. So it's a litter picking program where the children take the lead.
Isn't that gorgeous? And I know that every classroom, say, that signs up kind of gets a picker pack, and it gives equipment for every child to sort of bring home to then pass on that learning to their family. What's in these picker packs, Gary?
Yeah, they're lovely packs. Inside, it's a backpack that goes on the child's back. It's bright, it's colourful. And inside, there's two sturdy litter picking sticks. One is adult-sized, one is child-sized. Then there's matching high-vis jackets with Picker Pals on the back. And there are gloves. There's also the big pack of books that the children get. So like you mentioned there, every week, a different child in the class gets the turn to be the boss, to be the litter, to be the Picker Pal. They get picked to have the pack. They bring it home. Very, very proud to have it. They take a lot of pride going through the school playground on their way home. And then over the weekend, they gently encourage their parents or whoever's looking after them to go out on one or more litter picks. They're generally seen around the community. We get lots of lovely feedback from Tidy Towns people or from local shopkeepers saying that they notice that little child and the grown up out with Picker Pals on their back picking up litter. When that's all done, then they bring the pack back to school on Monday, and the teacher gives a few moments for that child then to take the lead in the centre of the room and explain where they went, what they found, very importantly, and who they went with. And the idea behind it is that these children, they're, like I said, they're generally 6 to 9 years old. It's very rare for them to be in a position of named authority as the boss. They are the Picker Pal in their family. They're the whole reason why their family is doing it. And we're hoping then that by putting this sense of a responsibility on them, that it sets it in their mind that they, even though they're young, can make a difference to the environment.
A Picker Pal or two. And you know what I love about this mostly? Mm-hmm. It really reaffirms ownership of where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. And when it's the little kid taking the lead, that makes it even greater, we think, because lots of the feedback we've heard has been that families who wouldn't ordinarily maybe have been maybe tuned into the environment or tuned into litter picking, they kind of catch the bug for it then because the child was so enthusiastic, and then they end up maybe, you know, joining the local Tidy Towns team. But it really is the magic. The magic of the program is how much the children love getting the pack and being seen with it, and they're in charge and they are the boss, like we said. I couldn't really actually talk about the program also though and do it justice without saying that it is totally free. We're very fortunate that the Department of the Environment and Waterford City and County Council have been funding us for years, so we give this out for free. All this equipment goes out to primary schools. Our spaces are limited, obviously, so that's why I'm on today. I'm encouraging schools from Waterford to sign up, but we are very grateful to Waterford County Council for the support they've given to us.
And there's been quite a lot, even if you're looking back, say, to last year or even since kind of 2020, if we hark back then, there's a huge amount of involvement with yourselves and Waterford schools, Gary.
Waterford is one of the highest performing counties actually in the country. It's about 74-75% of all the primary schools in Waterford have been in Picker Pals at some point. So they might not be active each year taking the online lessons that I can tell you about in a few moments. But if they got the equipment, it belongs to them and they can use it over and over again. And we know that many of them do. So I think in total, it's about 150 classrooms all over Waterford have taken part. So if you do the maths on that, it works out to almost 4,000 children have been the Picker Pals. And then when they're bringing their families out, that's nearly 10,000 people all over Waterford in the last 5 years collecting litter. So we're big fans of Waterford. Actually, one of the first big art competition winners that we had was from Carrigley International School in Waterford. They were superstars and they won a big Picker Pals mural on the sidewall of their school. So yeah, really, we love being in Waterford, and we have plenty of spaces, and we're looking for more Waterford schools this year to sign up.
Go on, the day, shall we say. How can schools get involved? Just to remind us,
I had a feeling you're going to ask me. That's brilliant. Thank you. So our website is where you can go to sign up. We're also sending emails to all of the school offices, obviously, because we know that the teachers are in school at the moment, so they're not going to be hearing. But if there's community members who are very keen to have their local school involved and who are listening now, the thing that I'd recommend is to go to our website, pickerpalsworld.org. So it's very short and simple, pickerpalsworld.org. And when that opens up, there's a little page for schools, and the first thing that comes up on the schools page is the sign up form. And we look through all of the applications that we get. Like I said, spaces are limited based on the funding we get, but we always try our best to spread them out as fairly as we can. And it's over the next 3 weeks, we're looking for as many schools as we can to sign up and to make more young environmental bosses from Pickerpals.
Love this. Well, look, if you've just caught the tail end of this conversation, we're speaking with Gary from the lovely Picker Pals, and we'll podcast this whole conversation back on WLORFM.com under the podcast section or wherever you get your podcast from. Gary, you've been a fountain of knowledge this morning, and I can tell you, I think I know quite a lot of young people around the county who would love the opportunity to be known as the boss. I think we can agree on that, Ollie.
Absolutely, 100%. Gary Jones, yeah, Thanks so much for talking to us, and best of luck to you and all the Picker Pals here, there and everywhere.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Gary.
Bye-bye.